Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Well, welcome to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. This episode is going to be an extra special one. Today we've got Naomi with her son Nathan, who are both going to kind of walk us through their journey and what it was like. And so you're going to get it from a perspective of a kid, a teenager, and even from the mom being the caregiver. So welcome to you both. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you so much. We're honored to be here.
Thanks. So tell me a little bit, where did it all start? I mean, so Nathan, if you've kind of recall back when it started, what you were feeling, what you were wondering, and what was going on?
I'll be honest with you. It started, 2009,
so he was 4 years old.
So it's kind of like I've just grown up with it most of my life. So,
yeah.
I can't really tell you how it just started or anything. It was just kind of like there.
Because you always felt that way. I can't imagine not knowing anything else, if you were born blind, you wouldn't really know because you don't know what you're missing because you've always been blind. Wow.
Yeah.
So what was it that you grew up with? I mean, what was that? I mean, that you thought was normal?
A lot. I mean, what one of the things was is like I was in pain 24/7, and I kind of just got so used to that. That felt normal. A lot of things there's just not a lot of things that were just 24/7, but there was stuff like, what would I say? Like just mainly just like joint stuff, joint pain. A lot of that type of stuff was constantly happening, even if I didn't have a flare up. Just a lot of, some other things were like, it would take away as much nutrients and everything from everything. So like if I had I was really low on magnesium, even though I would take a lot of magnesium or take enough of it or something like that, like I was never able to, even though how much I would do stretching or anything like that, I could never touch my toes or do anything like that. And so a lot of stuff like minerals or just any nutrients in general, I just was really low in just because of that.
Yeah. So even if you ate a lot of food with magnesium or took supplements with magnesium, then they would check your blood and they would still be low.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And obviously magnesium, you need that for your muscles, to be able to kind of relax the muscles and all of that. So the joint pains, I mean, you're saying a flare, so what was kind of a normal day versus a flare day? What was the difference?
Flare day, it depends on the time frame of how you want to do the flare days. If you wanted, the flares were different from how they were 3 years ago compared to how they were 7 years ago.
Okay. So what's the difference between, were they getting worse or did you feel like you were growing out of them or?
Well, they were they're definitely getting worse. They're getting worse, but there's also ways I figured out how to cope with a lot of it too. One of the symptoms that was early on was I lost the ability to walk. I shouldn't say I lost the ability to walk. I just couldn't hold the weight on my legs. I had to either lock them up, which I learned about later on, and then just basically just use my whole upper body strength to just kind of hold me up, or or just have somebody else help me. Then there was other times with but which that got better as time went on. But with other things would happen, it would be like, with time moving on, I would have a, I would get like what we found me crashed that, like I would be fine. And then I would just suddenly get hit with something and I would fully collapse or something like that with a flare. And I couldn't yell loud. I couldn't do anything like that. Like I had no voice, anything like that. Cause we found me down and over here on the ground a couple of years ago, as one of the recent flares, just from that, because it just kept on getting steadily worse over time. So
you literally just kind of be doing things and then all of a sudden hit, not being able to do anything.
If I was in a flare.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If I had a flare, it would be like that. It kind of got to that point.
And it would just kind of come over you all of a sudden and you'd be unprepared and not and kind of lay on the, end up on the floor, not being able to communicate about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's if I had a flare. Yeah.
Wow.
That's horrendous.
That's scary.
Yeah. And that could happen anytime, any place.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
That's wow. I mean, that must be horribly scary. I mean, cause how did you, I mean, cause if you're in that position, I mean, I would, for myself, it was, if I was out and about in the community, knowing that something like this can all of a sudden happen, I'd be very hesitant to be out doing things.
Well, with a flare, you generally feel like I was generally like a fever. You were sick. I mean, it was just like a normal time when you're sick. So you were just like around that time, like, all right, I just have to stay home. Just don't go out. Kind of just rest. That would last about a week. A flare would last once about a week, and then I would have another week of recovery after that, just trying to gain all my strength back and all that. So,
okay.
So like a big, huge roller coaster.
Yes.
With lots of ups and downs. It sounds like.
Yes.
Wow. So how were you? So we know you had a lot of pain. How were you in school, as far as your brain, how smart you thought you were or how smart you thought you weren't compared to, you know, your other friends that were in school. Did that impact your education?
I mean, it definitely did, but I also just learned ways just to cope with things, like just get better with it and just learn my own way and kind of teach myself.
And you knew you probably had to work harder at it to get the same results from somebody that wasn't sick.
So what was some of your compensation strategies, in regards to learning? Comparing then to your peers, same age.
I mean, we did a lot of what? We did private schooling for me.
We did homeschooling
online. I mean, we did a lot. So, and sometimes it would just be double the work. I mean, just kind of like, or if I had a flare up or something like that, I would just be out for that time and just had to catch up on everything. I mean, it was kind of stuff like that. And most of the time, I mean, it wasn't too terribly hard. It's just a lot of stuff was just like, all right. And then even if I was behind in some, or I might not be as good at, say, writing as some of my other friends, but also it's like I'm not trying to be the best at that either. I just I'm not too competitive on that side. So
no, it's just being able to get it done.
Check mark.
That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot for anybody, and that's extremely a lot for somebody so young. To miss out on so many of your amazing, don't get me wrong, life is still amazing when you get old like us, but it's supposed to be amazing and a lot of fun when you're your age, and it sounds like you it just was so different for you. It breaks my heart to hear kids so young that get Lyme. So Mom, when did you decide something was wrong with him, and what did you do, and what was your experience with that?
So there actually was a tick bite to begin with. However, symptoms did not start right away. So that's what threw us all off. So it was in spring of 2009. He had a tick bite on his neck. I removed it. I put it in the freezer. I saved it. I just heard you keep it for a month just in case. No symptoms. No symptoms, no rash. Okay. Until probably about 6 weeks, maybe 2 months, because I wasn't really keeping track at that time later, he started coming down with a sore throat and headache. And when I looked at his throat, it was all white, so it looked like strep throat. So I took him to his pediatrician. They just said, strep throat, here's your prescription, go on. Well, then it started coming every so often, and it started getting worse and worse. And there was a nurse there, and she's like, you know, they're telling you strep throat, but none of these are positive for strep throat. And so I thought, well, that's odd. So it kept going on. They wanted to remove his tonsils. And I knew I didn't really want that, because I knew, well, they're there for a reason.
Yeah.
So we pushed that off for months and months. But it just, symptoms just kept getting worse. The pain started getting worse. The fever started getting worse. I didn't really ever feel like they took me seriously, or what they would just send us home with a prescription and go on. And finally, I just started asking more questions. I'm like, I know something's not right. And I had a friend who had a mystery illness, and she referred us to a naturopathic doctor. And very first visit, he picked up Borrelia. Very first visit. So I remember he had a tick bite. And so at that point, it just made sense. Like, oh my goodness, is this what this is? And
how did it pick that up?
They used skin response. I can't remember what, I think.
It's like Voss technique or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he had something that he kind of just put together, and he had a few different techniques that he used. And so that's the first, that was the first answers, I guess, that we had. And I kind of remember, like I said, I remember the tick bite. I still didn't know how serious that would be. I thought, oh, just send us some antibiotics.
Right. So do you remember how old he was?
So he was still 4 at that age, but several months had gone by. Most of the year had gone by. He was almost 5 at that age.
Okay.
When we finally started asking.
About 2010, late 2009.
Yeah. But what was crazy around that same time is I had a friend who was a nurse, and her son was bit and did get a rash. And she went to the same pediatrician, and she had a push for just some treatment. And so we went, after she told us about that, and I'm like, well, let's go back and just ask him. You know, I think that this could be from the tick bite. And he was like, no, this is not. We don't have this in our area. So. It was very, hard at that point, because we didn't know where to turn.
Where do you guys live?
We live in Rossville, Georgia, so it's right outside Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, remember, doctor, I mean, Lyme is only in Lyme, Connecticut, right? It doesn't go any outside of that territory.
Yeah. They're very state specific. You know, whenever there's a border, they can't move beyond that. Yeah, it's fascinating. Yeah, those borders are powerful. So this was when it was age 4, and the naturopath and recognized Borrelia. And I mean, and now, it sounds like this battle's been going on for a long time. So, so what treatments, what were the initial treatments? How were they? And, what happened?
So the initial treatments helped a little bit. So we did like natural antibiotics, like silver herbs, the Cavitin protocol. It really wasn't until we went to a few different natural doctors that all kind of gave pieces to the puzzle. I felt like they're all great in their own way. We heard about Rife treatment, and we did do Rife for a couple of years. And I would say that probably at that time helped the most. It helped at least get the cycles down a little bit better than some of the other herbs and everything we were trying. However, like if we stopped it, it would just come back. And so,
yeah, like it just didn't help with the symptoms or anything like that. It just helped prevent a flare, but didn't prevent anything that all the things that would happen in a flare. So,
okay. So, while doing that, you would just have less flares. You know, it was less frequent.
Yes, it's a lot. Yeah, it was doing, like, I mean, with doing that, it pretty much kept it at bay where it wouldn't happen just all by itself. It would only have to happen with either high amounts of stress or just lack of sleep. If I tried to do all nighter or something like that, I couldn't do that. I would get sick the next day.
Okay. Okay. So no matter what, rife or no rife, that would happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, just like you said, just a normal, if you just kind of did normal daily activities, then with the rife, the flare wouldn't take place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But who wants to do rife the rest of their life just to stay out of a flare, right? So
right.
You knew you had to find something else. So,
so then
what did you move on to?
So from there, we kind of just stuck with that for several years. And then fast forward to 2020, it was just obviously for all of us, it was a hard year, a lot of stress. That year started, of course, with how it started, but then we also had a tornado hit our area. And it actually took out my sister's home. And so we ended up, we let them move in and we moved out to another place.
You guys moved out. I stayed.
And it was just very hard on him. So he started having a lot of symptoms that in 2020. And around that same time, I had a friend who was trying the phage therapy and was having great results. And so he had overheard us talking about it and he had just asked, well, can we check into it?
I didn't have anything to lose, so.
yeah,
exactly. And so that's where a lot of people are in your situation is that this sucks, you know, so I want to try anything else.
Yeah, we'll try. Mm-hmm. We go through a lot of things as people that have Lyme. We'll do just about anything. I mean, I remember when the doctor said, well, you're going to have to go home and give yourself a shot every day. I'm like, I'm what? That's not my job. You're the doctor. But I did it. I went home. And I mean, there were days I gave myself up to 12 shots a day. And I mean, had you asked me that before, there's no way. I said, oh, I'll just hire a nurse. They're like, not when you need it 12 different times a day. You do what you got to do. So he's learned. He's going to be an incredible adult. He really is. He's learned so many coping mechanisms and oh my gosh, so much stuff going through this.
So I'm curious, is phage therapy then? What is that?
So the best way to describe it is within all bacteria, they have their own virus. And when activated, it multiplies and will kill it, whatever bacteria it's inhabiting. And so what they discovered at the Biologic Center was they found a way to activate it in a natural way to where it just would activate it within the Lyme bacteria and essentially explode it all. So we had to go for 2 weeks, but they started that particular therapy within a few days. And within 3 days, you could describe what you felt.
It was just within 3 days, it was like everything was gone. I didn't have any more pain. Just everything's like my muscles started lighting up. We noticed that I didn't get, and then we kind of noticed that like, hey, like, I was able to, I had more energy, just everything clearer. Definitely energy, strength was coming back. I didn't really want to test anything right away because it took still a little bit time of like recovery just from getting back to, I still felt like I was not at full strength, but I mean, it still felt like everything was a lot better from what it used to, what it's always been.
That probably gave you a lot of hope that, okay, gosh, maybe we finally found the thing that's going to get me better. I can't imagine. I was only in pain for 13 years, but I can't imagine going your whole life, as you know it, starting at 4, being in pain to one day just not having pain.
Yeah.
I mean, what an amazing feeling and so much hope for you. So you noticed results right away with that.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah. We knew something was different with this one.
So
it brought, yeah, so much hope. And I was still careful just because we've been, you know, back and forth and all around. I'm like, okay, is this like an actually getting rid of it? Is this, you know?
Yeah. But like, it was even also really cool seeing like at the end of the 2 weeks that we went, just some of the people that, cause they didn't like what batches. I don't want to say batches, but it was like, just, you would see like a set, cause everybody had to stay about 2 weeks they want you to do it for. So you would start seeing people like you would kind of like arrive with a bunch of people and, or you would kind of see them every day. You do all that. And some of the people were arriving in wheelchairs and everything like that, couldn't walk. And by the end of that, they were walking around. I mean, they had to have canes and everything because like they haven't been walking for years, but it was still, they were still able to walk stuff. And you could just tell that they looked better, healthier and everything like that.
What a great, I mean, just kind of the energy of being part. I mean, where everyone is just feeling better, getting better. You know, that hope rekindled and how cool just to be in that energy and, you know, not just yourself, but seeing, you know, these miraculous things happening around you. So tell me what did it consist of? I mean, so you explained kind of the theory behind it, but what did it look like in a day, you know, the therapies?
So for every day, there was an hour with his doctor, and then the rest were detox therapies, hyperbaric oxygen, infrared sauna, massage, several others that were like with lights. And then he would go in for the doctor, just they would test a bunch of things, worked on all the whole system, the whole
Supplements.
And yeah, supplements, nutritional.
Just medications and all that.
Yeah.
Infrared, hyperbaric, you take supplements. Were there like IVs involved as well? You know, different intravenous things or no? Nothing like that?
No.
And so how did they find out, you know, which viruses to activate, or did they just kind of, I mean, did they check, do any kind of frequency medicine or how?
Yes. It's more frequency. I don't fully understand how they do their testing. It's similar to muscle testing, but a little different from what we were used to, but it pinpointed, and some of it, even going in, I didn't tell them everything I knew from all the other places we'd been, and they still picked it up. And so that's when I knew, okay, they're pinpointing this pretty well. And
gave you that confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so they were able to pinpoint. Yeah. Pretty.
So it was accurate. Just every day you just go in and do whatever protocols they have lined up for you, and you have an appointment with the doctor. Does he, and so he's checking you.
Yes.
And does he ask you, you know, how are you feeling better? Is it kind of like a progress report that you get every day when you go in to see him?
Yes, because, he would ask how you feeling, what's working, what's not, if you're feeling different, because there was a few times that they're working on other things, and there was definitely like, you know, just style from some of those. But when we started the actual phage therapy, that has a lower like Herx reaction than like using other nutritionals. So that was helpful.
That's really cool. So You were there then for 2 weeks, and at the end of those 2 weeks, how were you feeling?
I mean, I felt really good. I mean, it was, I felt great.
Yeah. I mean,
just a whole new person, pretty much.
So after, so you felt, you know, it felt that felt good, you know, day three, did it just get better and better, or was it kind of, it, you know, felt great day three, and as you still felt great day 14?
I mean, I still felt great day 14. I mean, there was some things like that never hadn't recovered for a long time, like the joints and everything that didn't recover right away. I mean, just some stuff like that. But everything else that was like kind of like more of an instant type of stuff, like the flares went away. I could stay up at night. I could do all that. I could handle a lot more stress, could deal with a lot more things, more mental focus, just a lot of stuff like that. So, like, I mean, it was just great with it.
And you, how long ago was it when you finished this treatment? I mean, when how long ago was the 2 week therapy that you did?
September of 2020.
So, okay. So we're looking at 2 years from now.
Yeah.
And how have you had to go back to kind of reboot the system in any way, or what's happening post that?
We did go one time.
We went back a year later, and it was just for a few different things. And they checked him. There's still no Borrelia. Everything was good.
They just wanted to do other stuff. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, have you been on then a supplement protocol since then, or you just kind of went through it there and that was it, and now you live your daily life?
Yeah, once he was done with the supplements, he's been done. He hasn't been.
I haven't been back. So
yeah, he hasn't really been taking extra supplements, or it's been great. I mean, he's living a normal life. The burden, even just as a mom, has been lifted. I mean, the hope that this is done and over with after so many hard, hard years, and
yeah, I can't even imagine.
It's a miracle. I mean, it really is. After doing everything we knew to do in so many ways. I mean,
and it just still along that journey just kind of felt like a Band-Aid almost, because if you quit, you would have that flare.
Yes.
So, well, gosh, if after, so 4 to 17, so 13 years.
Yeah, you're saying just 13 years for yourself.
Yeah. That's true, I guess. You know, so just for those listeners out there, you know, 13 years of complete misery and trial and error and all of this. And look at you now. I mean, he's got his life. You both have your life back.
Yes.
So, you know, and that's just one of the reasons we do this podcast is to give that hope and inspiration that it doesn't matter where you are in your journey, the beginning, the middle, what you think might be the end, there's still hope and you can get better. You need to find the right treatment and not give up on searching for it. And be like Nathan said, just be the guinea pig. Just be willing and open to do anything anybody tells you. If I can feel better, I'll do it.
Yes.
Awesome. So now you don't feel anything else that you feel you're plagued with still, or you just feel,
no.
I feel good, I have no joint pain.
I mean, everything, like all the symptoms I had with flares, like the migraines, weakness, all that,
nausea,
all that's gone. I mean, all the symptoms I had are gone. I mean, I don't get any of that. I'm not tired. I have, I used to not have an appetite with it. That was one of the signs that I was getting sick, was I wouldn't have an appetite. We didn't have that from that anymore. Weakness, headaches, sensitive to light and sound. I mean, all of that, just all of it was gone. I mean, it was pretty crazy on how it was, just with how the change of that happened, how fast it happened, the effectiveness. I mean, just everything. Because I was like, well, I mean, in my mind, I was like, just how everything was going for me. I was just like, well, why not? I didn't see myself living in the next 10 years from this. So I was like, well, 10 years or 5 years, what's the difference? at this point. So like, if it goes bad or could go great. So.
Wow. And so you've experienced lack of sleep. Isn't that what do teenagers do all night long? They play video games or stay up or I don't know what they do, but you've experienced lack of sleep, probably some stressful moments. I'm assuming you're in your last year or two of high school, thinking about college. That's got to be stressful. So nothing. You're just good.
Yeah. I mean, everything's pretty good. I mean, other than...
Very good.
Yeah, that's it.
Very good.
I love it. Because I know on my journey, and I think it's true for a lot of people, stress is my trigger. Trauma, emotionally, physically, any of that has triggered my Lyme a few times. And so to hear that it hasn't done that for you is...
No.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. Yeah. I love it. Such an amazing ending to a very long journey.
Yes. Yes. And because of that, I just feel like life is just so much sweeter because we've experienced the bad. But now that we're out of that, it's just good.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. This was, and thank you, Nathan, for coming on. Because I know that's every 17-year-old's dream to have to, you know, sit on a podcast and talk about the Lyme journey. So thank you. And Naomi, thank you so much for sharing this.
Yes,
thank
we you. Really appreciate you sharing your journey and giving the hope, especially to, you know, gosh, Nathan, at your age, you don't know if you're going to live 5 years or 10 years, but you know, that's all it's going to be. I don't know. Yeah. I'm so grateful that you guys came on and shared your journey with us. Yes. You're going to be, it's going to make such an impact on so many listeners out there. So we appreciate you and have an amazing, long, healthy, wonderful life. Lyme free.
Yes.
Yes.
The next centarian.
Yeah. Thank awesome. You so much, guys.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much. Information this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld.